Warning: the following contains themes, topics, and language that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy Must Survive.
The world had been overrun and overtaken. Some lives were changed. Some lives were lost. Humanity pulled together to rebuild what once was. However, for some, the urge to survive is still there, consuming their every waking hour. Imagine a prairie with a long stretch of road that goes far off into the distance. On the right side sits a lone gas station. A lone traveler by the name of Vanessa rides along the prairie on her motorcycle. She carries all her belongings on it, including a baseball bat, which is harnessed to her back by a strap that loops around her body. She pulls into the gas station. There's a man at the front desk reading a book.
Hey, can I use your bathroom? Thanks.
The gas station was quiet for a few minutes, until the door opened. The guy at the counter looked up in his book.
Oh shit. Fuck.
He began looking under the counter for something.
Shit. Where is it?
Vanessa looked out and saw the guy sprawled out across the floor with a zombie leaning over him, ripping out his guts and consuming them. Vanessa slowly opened the bathroom door and walked quietly to the right side of the gas station, hiding behind the shelves of food. Finally, she came around to the front of the store behind the zombie. She unharnessed her bat and raised it. Vanessa got back on her motorcycle and drove off, not daring to look back. She pulled over to the side of the road, got a sleeping bag out of the backpack which was attached to her bike, and slept underneath the stars. In the morning, she woke up to the sound of sniffing. She opened her eyes and saw a stray dog sniffing the grass. She slowly reached for a gun, which was lying just above her head where it lay. She loaded the gun, rolled over quietly, pointed the gun, but suddenly the dog stood up and looked at her. They froze and stared at each other. Finally, one of them made a sound. The dog walked away. Vanessa turned and lied on her back, looking up at the morning sky.
All right, time to make some money.
She packed her things and drove off, having not eaten any breakfast. An hour and a half later, she arrived at the abandoned town of Splinter. The town itself had been deserted, with the streets littered with corpses. She eventually stopped in a neighborhood called Peterson, parking her motorcycle in a back alley, and opened a gate that led into a backyard. She stopped at the door of the house and opened it. There wasn't much inside, as over time it had been looted. But still, there was the possibility of finding something of value that had been overlooked. Vanessa pulled some garbage bags out of her satchel, and she began scavenging the house. In one of the rooms upstairs, she found a bunch of old action figures that had once been characters from some cartoon.
1, 2, 5. Okay, that would be about $5 for each figure, so that's $25.
She didn't find anything else of value in the house, so she moved on to the one next door. She managed to find some old magazines and books in the house before moving on to the next one. The third house had been partially burned down, but she found some silverware. She then found some other items in 6 other houses, eventually managing to fill up 3 trash bags full of items. She was in another house in a bedroom when all of a sudden...
What was that?
She put down her bags and walked quietly to the door.
Who are... Those are mine. Put those back. Put them back. Stop right where you are. I said stop.
The man dropped the bags, put his hands in the air. Suddenly, he quickly put his right hand into his pants pocket and pulled out some mechanical device. As the zombies started waking up, a man opened up the sewer grate. He grabbed the bags and threw them in before jumping in himself.
Oh shit!
The zombies started to swarm around Vanessa. She fired a gun at a few of them. She missed both times before running back into the house, the zombies hot on her tail. She hid in the attic, trying to be as quiet as possible. There were some boxes filled with sweaters that she had scavenged earlier, and a small window. With that, she placed the sweaters across the window frame, covering the glass. She then pulled her way through the window. It was a tight fit, but she got through and made it out. She grabbed the side of the roof and pulled herself up. There were still some zombies walking along the street. As soon as she caught her breath, she jumped onto the roof of the nearby house. She jumped from rooftop to rooftop, until finally she had made it back to the first house. She then climbed back onto the ground, walked to her bike, and drove off. She went to another neighborhood, began scavenging again. She didn't find as much, but she found just enough to fill up half a bag. She drove off towards the nearest populated town. She arrived in the town of Bonnie in the evening. The town was small with a population of 105 people. She drove down Main Street, pulled up to a pawn shop, and went inside.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'd like to sell what's in this bag.
Okay, let's see what you have.
She went over the various items which she had collected.
I would say you've got probably about $15 here.
$15?
That's the best I can do.
Well, fuck it. I might as well get drunk.
She walked to the bar across the street.
What'll it be?
Just a rum and coke.
All right. There you go. What'll it be, Frank?
Just a scotch for tonight.
One scotch coming right up.
Hello, I'm Frank.
Hi.
Well, as you can tell, I'm a bit of a regular here. If you want, I could buy you a drink. I might even get it 50% off.
I already have one.
I can get you another one.
I'm good.
Wow, you're not much of a conversation person, are you?
No, and I prefer it that way.
I gotta say, I've got a buddy like you. He ain't much of a talker either, but at least he isn't stupid.
Fuck you!
Started it.
She lay down in the alley for a few minutes. Eventually, she got back up and walked across the street towards her bike.
Excuse me, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jacob.
He extended his hand out for her to shake it.
I'm not shaking your hand.
That's okay. You don't have to. What's your name?
Vanessa.
Ah, well, Vanessa, I'm sorry if I startled you. Please note that wasn't my intention.
Noted.
Look, I saw you in the bar back there. I have a proposition for you.
I'm not interested.
I'm not trying to sell you something, you see. I'm putting together this group.
Why me?
I saw you back there in the bar. You put up a good fight.
Look, I'm not interested.
That's all right. Look, if you change your mind and want to learn more, I'm staying at the Colbert Motel in room 28 for the next 2 days.
I won't be.
Since Vanessa had no money for a hotel, she drove off into the night and into a forest that was 5 miles away from the town. That night, she slept like a stone.
Who are you people?
She woke up a few hours later, tied up to the trunk of a tree. There was a giant fire in front of her. A group of people were burning and destroying everything she owned. One of them was about to throw her baseball bat into the fire.
Don't touch that!
Good. You're finally awake.
She put the baseball bat down.
Why are you doing this? What did I do?
What did he tell you?
I don't know what you're talking...
The man you were talking with in town.
Could you be more specific?
The man you talked to outside the bar.
I swear to God, I don't know any...
Try to remember.
Oh, his name was like Jacob. He said he was putting together some group. I swear, that's all I know.
What else did he say?
I'm telling you the truth. He told me nothing else. I swear, I'm not part of...
I'm going to be really honest with you here. We don't give a fuck about you. We don't care who you are. From what I can tell, you're nobody and have been all your life. Just look at how you've lived, sleeping in the woods, riding your motorcycle. Judging by your lifestyle, you don't even make a lot of money. You are worthless. You are...
Suzanne, we have a small herd of about 10 zombies approaching from the east.
Okay, Jack. I'll deal with you later.
What the hell, man? You said there were only 10.
I thought there were.
Both of you, shut up and cover as much ground as you can. They're coming from everywhere.
It was morning when Vanessa woke up. She was still tied to the tree. She saw a knife lying on the ground. She reached her leg out as far as she could, and eventually, she got a hold of it. She then pulled it back with her left leg, and finally she managed to get it behind the tree, where she then picked it up with her hands and cut the rope. She picked up her baseball bat and walked towards all her possessions, which were now burned to a crisp. She walked towards the highway. When she got there, she looked to the left, the direction back to town. She looked to the right, the direction away from town. She turned and started walking.
All right, that was perfect.
She turned around, started walking back to town.